Heavenly King, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, art everywhere present and fillest all things, Treasury of blessings and Giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us from every impurity and save our souls, O good one. Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.
Pray for me, Master.
May the Lord direct your steps.
Remember me, Holy Master.
May the Lord God remember you and his kingdom always, now, and ever, to the ages of ages.
Bless, Master.
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
In peace let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our Metropolitan Tikhon, for our Archbishop Benjamin, for the honorable priesthood of the diaconate in Christ, for all the clergy and people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this country, its president, for all civil authorities, for the armed forces everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city, every city and countryside, and for the faithful dwelling in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by land, sea, and air, for the sick and the suffering, for captives, and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
For unto thee is due all glory, honor, and worship to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Blessed art thou, O Lord.
Blessed is the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
Lord,
thine is the majesty, and thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever to the ages of ages.
Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes and sons of men, in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to his earth. On that very day his plans perish. The Lord will reign forever. Thy God, O Zion, to all generations, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Only begotten, his Son and immortal Word of God, for our salvation, his will to be incarnate of the Holy Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, who without change is become man and was crucified. O Christ our God, trampling down death by death, who art one of the Holy Spirit, glorified with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Save us.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
Blessed are the meek, for who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Remember us, O Christ, thou Savior of the world, as thou didst remember the thief upon the cross, and account us all worthy of thy heavenly kingdom, O thou who alone art compassionate.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Hearken, O Adam, and rejoice with thee, for he of old stripped you both naked, and by deception hath taken all of us captive, hath been set at naught by the cross of Christ.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God.
Nailed of thine own will to the tree, O our Savior, thou didst deliver Adam from the curse which came through the tree, and hast restored that which is according to thine image to a habitation in paradise, in that thou art compassionate.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Today is Christ risen from the tomb, granting incorruption unto all the faithful, and he reneweth the joy of the myrrh-bearing women after his suffering and resurrection.
Master Lord, our God, who is appointed in heaven, orders and hosts of holy angels and archangels for the service of thy glory, grant that with our entrance there might be an entrance of holy angels serving with us and glorifying thy
goodness.
For unto thee is due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, to the ages of ages.
Glad tidings of the restoration of the whole world.
This Mass of the Holy Angels.
Blessed is the entry of thy holy ones, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.
For great is your reward in heaven.
O ye apostles, who are manifestly the friends of Christ, and are to be enthroned with him in glory, entreat him with boldness that he intercede for us, for ye are his disciples.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit.
O unoriginate Trinity, indivisible essence, unity equally enthroned, equal in honor and glory, transcendent nature and kingship, save us who praise thee with faith.
Now and ever, and unto ages of ages, amen.
Rejoice, spacious habitation of God. Rejoice, ark of the new covenant. Rejoice, jar whence the heavenly manna is given unto all.
Wisdom aright, let us attain.
Of our salvation, and the up the cross and follow Christ. By so doing, thou hast taught us to disregard the flesh, for it passes away, but to care instead for the soul, since it is immortal. Therefore thy spirit, venerable, the happiest, rejoices with the angels. Having risen from the tomb, thou didst raise the dead and resurrect Adam, and he dances with joy at the resurrection, and all the ends of the earth keep festival. At thy rising from the dead, O most merciful one.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Thy temple is found to be a source of healing, and the people flock to it eagerly, O saint. They seek the healing of their diseases, and the forgiveness of their sins, for thou art a protector for all those in need.
Servants offer to thee songs of victory and thanksgiving. For thou, O Mother of God, hast delivered us from dangers. But as thou hast invincible power, free us from conflicts of all kinds, that we may cry to thee. For holy art thou, O our God, and unto thee do we send up glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever.
O Lord, save the pious.
O Lord, save the pious.
And hear all.
And hear us.
And unto ages of ages.
Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
Blessed, Master, the high place.
Blessed art thou on the throne of the glory of thy kingdom, who sittest upon the cherubim, always, now, and ever, to the ages of ages. Amen.
Have mercy.
Let us attend.
Peace be unto all.
And to thy spirit.
Wisdom.
The prokimenon is in the eighth tone. Pray and make your vows before the Lord our God.
Pray and make your vows before the Lord our God.
In Judah is God known, his name is great in Israel.
Pray and make your vows before the Lord.
Epistle of the Holy Apostle Paul to the Ephesians.
Let us attend.
Brethren, I, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation in which you are called, with all humility and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
Peace be upon the reader.
Wisdom.
Thy Spirit. The Alleluia is in the eighth tone. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Come, let us rejoice in the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to God our Savior.
Alleluia, Alleluia,
come before his face with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise.
Alleluia,
illumine our hearts, O Master, who lovest mankind, with the pure light of thy divine knowledge, and open the eyes of our minds to the understanding of thy gospel teachings. Implant also in us the fear of thy blessed commandments, that trampling down all carnal desire, we may enter upon a spiritual manner of living, both thinking and doing such things as are well-pleasing unto thee. For thou art the illumination of our souls and bodies, Christ our God, and unto thee do we send up glory, together with thy Father, who is without beginning, thy most holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages.
Bless, Master, him who proclaims the good tidings of the holy apostle and evangelist Luke.
May God, through the prayers of the holy, glorious, all audible apostle and evangelist Luke, enable thee to proclaim the glad tidings with great power to the fulfillment of the gospel of his beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Wisdom, let us arise. Let us hear the holy gospel.
Peace be unto all.
And to thy spirit.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to thee, O Lord.
Glory to thee. Let us attend.
At that time, as Jesus entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go, show yourselves to the priests. And so it was. that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well.
Peace be upon these proclaimed and glad. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Well, you can tell from the gospel today that we have a double helping of Thanksgiving. So we're preparing for Christmas, though, looking forward to the people that have sat in darkness have seen a great light. So this light, of course, we know all about, but we need some preparation. We need to turn our hearts so that we can apprehend this feast. Not everyone's going to see the feast. Not everyone's going to get the grace of the feast, but those that have prepared are going to receive it. So that's what today is all about, is this gospel. And so we're familiar with it since we heard it 10 days ago, but 10 men who were lepers, and it says they stood afar off. Well, of course, because anyone that got close to them was going to get leprosy. So they were on the edge of the town and shunned by everyone. So they lifted up their voice and they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And they were calling him from afar. And he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priest. Well, why would he say that? Because when you're healed from leprosy, the priest has to examine you in the temple. And then you're given a certificate of healing, that you're free from the disease, and you don't have to spend your life outside the village and shunned by everyone anymore. So he said, go show yourselves to the priests. And they did. They went. And on the way, they were cleansed. Isn't that interesting? So he gives them a command. They're not healed yet, but on the way, they are healed. And so they are, you can imagine, ecstatic. Not having to deal with this disease, which is going to kill them eventually. And so what happens is 9 of them are Jewish, and 1 of them is Samaritan. And we know about the Samaritans from previous sermons here that they were not considered to be Jews. They were considered to be heretics by the Jews. And yet this Samaritan, who was also a leper, he's the one that had the spiritual insight to know that he should go give thanks. That this was such a wonderful thing. Why not go back to Jesus and give him thanks? Fall at his feet. And of course, that's the right thing to do. Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Isn't there anyone but this foreigner? And to give glory to God. And he says, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. So as the other 9, we assume were going to the temple to show themselves to the priest. We don't know what happened to them. We're not sure. It doesn't tell us. But certainly this was the purpose of going to the temple originally, as we know from the Psalms, was let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Let us give thanks to him and bless his name. So giving thanks to God is extremely important. We have to remember to do that. And so it never hurts to have another reminder of the power of thanksgiving. And of course, this whole service that we're in right now, the reason that we're assembled today, is for thanksgiving. The Eucharist is actually in Greek. That means thanksgiving. So we're giving thanksgiving. And there's a point in the service
where we lift up our hearts and give thanks unto the Lord. And we're going to hear that in a few minutes. And that is the purpose of this entire liturgy. Of course, we're going to get so much more. We're going to get the body and blood of Christ in return for our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. But this is what's coming up and is the center of the church's liturgical worship. So we remember all the saving acts of Christ, and we lift up our hearts in thanksgiving. And also in the Lord's Prayer. So this is the central prayer of the Christian faith, is the Lord's Prayer. And we give thanks for our daily bread. So we know that giving thanks for the earthly food we have gotten, but in some translations, the super substantial bread, the grace that we receive, we have to give thanks for all these things. And indeed, blessing food has been a tradition since the beginning of the church. Actually, St. Paul talks about this, where we give thanks for our food. And because there was a big debate, what about food offered to idols and all of this? And St. Paul says that we should always give thanks for the food that we have, because that it's the prayer and the word of God that sanctifies it. And then we should eat with a pure heart. So we give thanks for everything we have, for the daily bread, and also for everything he gives us. As it says in Ephesians, it says, go on singing. So after we leave the service today and we're out there in the parking lot, he's saying, go on singing and chanting to the Lord in your hearts, so that always and everywhere you are giving thanks to God, who is our Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So in other words, what has started in the liturgy today, you should carry out there into the world in your heart and give thanks to God at all times for everything that he's giving to you. In 1 Thessalonians, it says, rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So we might wonder, well, what's the will of God for me? So he's telling us right here, give thanks constantly and in everything. In every circumstance, give thanks. Well, this has actually been confirmed by some psychological studies. There's a doctor of educational psychology. I just happened to read her column in the past couple of weeks. And she had recommended to her students to keep a little journal and write down three things that they were thankful for every single day. And the reason is because our nervous system really doesn't get rewired unless we pay some attention to something. So in other words, if we can spend that extra 10 seconds or extra minute thinking about and pondering and then writing what we are thankful for, that makes a big difference. And so there was a little testimonial from a mother who tried this with her son, who was, as she described him, kind of a glass half empty type person. And so she was a little bit worried about him. And so they started to do this and did it for a month or so. And it was nice and was making some difference. And then life got busy, and as things progressed, she forgot about it. She assumed he forgot about it. But he was out there for a sunset one day, and he said, Mom, what about the gratitudes that we're writing down? What about these thanksgivings? He says, I'm so thankful for the beauty of this sunset, he said. And she said, it really made a huge difference. It changed his life. And so this can happen to us, and should, that we need to give thanks. And we might think, well, how can I give thanks when life is so hard? But everything works together for good to them that love God. We have to believe that. We have to know that even the difficult things are working to cause our spiritual growth and work for our salvation. So the spiritual man, as Father Thomas Hocko says, does not thank God only for what he considers to be good. He gives thanks for everything, even when it appears to be bad, knowing that God's tender care is over all, and that the evil in the world, which is present and preventable, can itself be a vehicle for spiritual growth. Do we really believe that? Is that how we live our life? Are we truly thankful for everything? And through the Holy Spirit, we can be. It's a tall order. It's against our nature to feel this way. And yet, through the Spirit, we can do this. So St. Basil the Great, in the 300s, he says, when you sit down to eat and pray, when you eat bread, do so with thanksgiving. For being so generous, God has been to you. If you drink wine, be mindful of him who has given it to you for your pleasure and as a relief from sickness. When you dress, thank him for his kindness in providing you with clothes. When you look at the sky and the beauty of the stars, throw yourself at God's feet and adore him, and his wisdom has arranged things in this way. Similarly, when the sun goes down and when it rises, when you're awake or asleep, give thanks to God who created and arranged everything for your benefit to have you know, love, and praise the Creator. So this is really, according to St. Paul, the purpose of our life is to praise God and give him thanks. So there's another saint, a more recent one from the 1990s, St. Paisius of Mount Athos. And he has a famous little saying that I know many of you have heard, you know, that there's two kinds of people, he says. There are the bees and the flies, right? He said, and there aren't any that are in an in-between category. You're either one or the other. And so he says, you know, a bee out in the rose garden, yeah, it's going to the nectar. But a fly in the rose garden, it's going down to the dirt. It's going to find something filthy, and that's where it's going to be. And if you ask the fly what's going on in the rose garden, it's going to say, I don't know. I haven't seen any flowers. I'm not sure there's anything good here. But I'm enjoying what I'm doing, rolling in this stuff. And if you ask the bee, they'll say, well, I don't see anything dirty around here. There's nothing unclean. I'm gathering good stuff. So he also has a little saying about grumbling because it's related to this. So he says, grumbling is caused by misery, and it can be put aside by doxology, which is giving praise. Grumbling begets grumbling, and doxology begets doxology. One leads to the other. When someone doesn't grumble over a problem troubling him, but rather praises God, then the devil gets frustrated and goes off to someone else who grumbles in order to cause everything to go even worse for him. You see, the more one grumbles, the more one falls into ruin. So this is something to think about. Sometimes the devil deceives us and makes us unable to be pleased with anything. However, one can celebrate all things in a spiritual manner with doxology and secure God's constant blessings. So really, it's how we set our heart. What is our focus? Are we grateful to God for everything that he gives us? He gives the sun and the rain and the good things to the just and the unjust. He gives it to everyone. That includes us. So, and in the idea of preparing for Christmas, it's in an even bigger context, isn't it? It's not just crops and bread and food and flowers. There's something greater than these, isn't it? The true light that enlighteneth every man that cometh into the world, as it says in St. John. And Dr. Robertson has told us about this. Given some exegesis in the Greek. And it's beautiful. The light that enlightens every man that comes into the world. And of course, the Word was made flesh and he dwelt among us. And this is what we're preparing for. But we really can't see it unless we have some gratitude, unless we open our hearts, unless we love God as he loves us. So this is what the epistle today is all about. And it says, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing one another in love. So really, it's this love and this humility, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So we should all be in one spirit. We all are. In the church, there's one spirit. There's one body. There's one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. So there's one Lord. There's one faith. There's one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. So this is beautiful. God, we live and move and have our being in God. We're swimming in God, really. And he's upholding everything by the grace of his power. Every atom, every molecule, everything about us is being upheld and surrounding us is in God. So we might say, well, where is God? You know, where is God in my situation? Well, he's right there. He's right there with you. And we can choose whether to give thanks for our situation or not. So when we pray, prayer should adjust us to God. It should adjust us to what we just read, with the one Spirit, the one faith, the one baptism that we all share. And not the other way around, where we try to make God do what we want. That doesn't work. Right? So we've got to be in attunement with God, and then we can ask for anything we desire, and he's going to give it to us. So Jesus tells his disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. So this is the one baptism. This is what Jesus came into the world to do. This is the purpose of the incarnation. And what other response is there but thankfulness? And from his fullness we have received grace for grace, as it says in St. John. So let us go forth with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts, not just in the service today, but throughout this entire week. By his grace, amen.
Let us say with all our soul, with all our mind, let us say, Lord Almighty, the God of our fathers, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great goodness, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for our Metropolitan Tikhon, for our Archbishop Benjamin, for all our brethren in Christ.
Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for this country, its president, for all civil authorities, for the armed forces everywhere.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord our God, accept this fervent supplication of thy servant.
Again, we pray for the blessed and ever memorable Holy Orthodox Patriarchs, for the blessed and ever memorable founders of this holy house, for the newly reposed servant of God, the Elder Ephraim of Arizona, and for all our fathers and brethren, the Orthodox departed this life before us, who here and in all the world lie asleep in the Lord. Again, we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, and visitation for the servants of God, the Matushka Barbara, and for all the Bradley House, and for the pardon and remission of their sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for the bestowal of love and mercy upon the suffering Ethiopian people and for their welfare and good estate.
Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for those who bring offerings and do good works in this holy and all venerable house, for those who labor and those who sing, and for all the people here present who await thy great and rich mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
For thou art a merciful God and lovest mankind, and unto thee do we send up glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens. Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens, that the Lord may have mercy on them, that he may teach them the word of truth, that he may reveal to them the gospel of righteousness, that he may unite them to his holy Catholic and apostolic church. Save them, have mercy on them, help them, Father, and keep them, O God, by thy grace. Bow your heads unto the Lord, ye catechumens.
Oh, that with us they may. may glorify thy all honorable and majestic name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever to the age of ages.
Let us, the faithful, again and again in peace pray unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
For unto thee is due all glory, honor, and worship to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Pace et pace mirum gospodo pomolensia.
Grant also to stand blameless and without condemnation before thy holy altar. And also to those who pray with us, O God, growth in life and faith and spiritual understanding. Grant them to worship thee blamelessly with fear and love, without condemnation to partake of thy heavenly mysteries, to be counted worthy of thy heavenly kingdom. No one who is bound with the desires and pleasures of the flesh is worthy to draw near or serve thee, O King of glory. For to minister to thee is great and fearful, even unto the heavenly powers. Nevertheless, to thine unspeakable and boundless love for mankind, thou hast become man without change or alteration. As ruler of all, didst become our high priest, and master of all, didst commit us to the ministry of this liturgical and bloodless sacrifice. For thou alone, O Lord our God, rulest over those in heaven and on the earth, who art born on the throne of the cherubim, who art Lord of the seraphim and King of Israel, who alone art holy and distressed in the saints. Therefore, I entreat thee, who alone art good and ready to listen, look down upon me, thy sinful and unprofitable servant, and cleanse my soul and my heart from an evil conscience. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, enable me, who am clothed with the grace of the priesthood, to stand before this, the holy table, perform the sacred mystery of thy holy and most pure body and precious blood. For I draw near to thee, and bowing my neck, I implore thee, do not turn thy face away from me, nor cast me out from among thy children. But make me thy sinful and unworthy servant, worthy to offer gifts unto thee. For thou art thyself he that offers and is offered, that accepts and is distributed. O Christ our God, and unto thee do we send up glory, together with thy Father, who is without beginning, the most holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever, to the ages of ages. Amen. Let us who mystically represent the cherubim and who chant the thrice holy hymn to the life-creating Trinity now lay aside all earthly cares.
That we may receive the King of all who comes invisibly aborn by the angelic host. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. That we may receive the King of all who comes invisibly upborne by the angelic hosts. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Father's mercy, His Beatitude the Most Blessed Tikhon Archbishop of Washington, Metropolitan of all America and Canada. His Eminence the Most Reverend Benjamin Archbishop of San Francisco in the West, may the Lord God remember in his kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Those who are sick and suffering in nursing homes and hospitals, who have need of cure and help, may the Lord God remember in his kingdom. Those wandering the streets in despondency and despair, may the Lord God remember each one in his kingdom. Those who are under persecution for Father Daniel and his flock in Indonesia and all those throughout the world, Ethiopia and elsewhere, may the Lord God remember in his kingdom. Those throughout the world who have passed on in the Orthodox faith, especially our elder Ephraim, who has reposed in the Lord, and for all those that have reposed from this holy temple that we now hold in remembrance within our hearts, for all the children dying in this day, for you and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember in his kingdom, always, now, and ever, to the ages of ages.
Amen. The noble Joseph, when he had taken down the most pure body from the tree, wrapped it in fine linen, anointed it with spices, and placed it into a new tomb. In the tomb with the body, and in hell with the soul, in paradise with the thief, and on the throne with the Father and the Spirit, was thou, boundless Christ, who fillest all things. More fruitful than paradise, and brighter than any royal chamber. Thy tomb, O Christ, is the fountain of our resurrection. The noble Joseph, when he had taken down the most pure body from the tree, wrapped it in fine linen, anointed it with spices, and placed it into a new tomb. Do good, O Lord, in thy good pleasure unto Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be builded. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, oblation, and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thy altars. Remember me, my brothers and fellow ministers.
The Holy Spirit,
remember me, my brothers and fellow ministers.
The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee.
The Holy Spirit himself shall minister together with us all the days of our lives. Lord God, remember you in his kingdom, always, now, and ever, to the ages of ages. Lord God Almighty, we will not
let us complete our prayer.
Accept the sacrifice of praise from those who call upon thee with their whole heart. Accept also the prayer of us sinners and bear it to thy holy altar, enabling us to offer unto thee gifts and spiritual sacrifices for our sins and for the errors of the people. Make us worthy to find grace in thy sight, that our sacrifices may be acceptable unto thee, and that the good spirit of thy grace may dwell upon us and upon these gifts here offered, and upon all of thy people.
Let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
That the whole day may be perfect, holy, Father, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
An angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Pardon and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask.
Grant this, O Lord.
Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, O Lord.
To the one and only begotten Son, in whom you are blessed together with all your holy good, like great spirit, now and ever to ages of ages.
I will love thee, O Lord.
Let us love one another, that with one mind we may confess.
I will love thee, O Lord, my strength, my firm foundation, my refuge, my Lord. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength, my firm foundation, my refuge, my Lord.
Christ in our midst this morning.
Nity, one in essence and indivisible.
The doors in wisdom let us attend.
In one God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate and suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures. And ascended into the heavens and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, I confess one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Let us stand aright, let us stand with fear, let us attend, that we may offer the holy oblation in peace.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us lift up our hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord.
It is meet and right.
It is meet and right to him thee, to bless thee, to praise thee, to give thanks unto thee, and to worship thee in every place of thy dominion, for thou art God, ineffable, inconceivable, invisible, incomprehensible, existing and eternally the same. Thou and thine only begotten Son, and thy Holy Spirit, thou who wast from the Son of our existence into being, and fallen away, this raises up.
And
thanks for us, and the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, and all these things will be thanks to thee, to thy only begotten Son, and to thy Holy Spirit. For all things of which we know, which we do not know, for all the benefits bestowed upon us, manifest and unseen, we thank thee for this liturgy which thou hast deigned to accept at our hands, so there stand by thee three thousands of archangels and hosts of angels, the cherubim and the seraphim, six-winged, many-eyed, who soar aloft borne on their wings, singing the triumphant hymn, shouting, proclaiming, and saying,
Hosanna in the highest.
blessed powers, O Master, who lovest mankind. We also cry aloud and say, Holy art thou, and all holy, thou and thine only begotten Son, and thy Holy Spirit. Holy art thou, and all holy, magnificent is thy glory, who so loved the world as to give thine only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. When he had come and fulfilled all the dispensation for us, in the night in which he was given up, or rather gave himself up for the life of the world, took bread in his holy, pure, and blameless hands, and when he had given thanks, he blessed it, and hallowed it, and broke it, and gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you, for the remission of sins. And likewise, after supper, he took the cup, saying, Drink ye all of it. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Remembering the saving commandment and all those things which have come to pass for us, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection on the third day, the ascension into heaven, the sitting at the right hand, the second and glorious coming. Thine own, of thine own, we offer unto thee in behalf of all and for all. O Lord, who did send down the most holy Spirit upon thine apostles at the third hour, take him not from us, O good one, but renew him in us who pray unto thee.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
O Lord, who did send down thy most holy Spirit upon thine apostles at the third hour, take him not from us, O good one, but renew him in us who pray unto thee.
Cast me not away from thy presence, take not thy Holy Spirit from
me. O Lord, who did send down thy most holy Spirit upon thine apostles at the third hour, take him not from us, O good one, but renew him in us who pray unto thee. Again, we offer unto thee this rational and bloodless worship, and ask thee and pray thee and supplicate thee, send down thy Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts here offered.
Bless Mass of the Holy Bread.
And make this bread to be the most precious body of thy Christ.
Amen. Bless Mass of the Holy Cup.
And that which is within this cup to be the most precious blood of thy Christ.
Amen. Bless both Master.
Changing them by thy most Holy Spirit.
Amen. 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 Amen.
That they may be to those who partake for the purification of soul, the remission of sins, the communion of the Holy Spirit, the fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven, for boldness towards thee, and not for judgment or condemnation. Again, we offer unto thee this rational worship for those who have fallen asleep in the faith, forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, and every righteous spirit made perfect in faith. Especially for our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary. For the holy prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John, the holy, glorious, and all laudable apostles, Prince Saint Patapius, apostles of the 70, Sosthenes, Apollo, Cephas, Tychius, Epaphroditus, Caesar, and Onesiphorus, holy 362 martyrs in Africa, martyred by the Arians, martyr Anthusa at Rome, Saint Cyril, Russian new martyr priest John of Chicago, and of all the saints that we commemorate in this day, and in whose supplications visit us, O God, of through all the saints, and remember all those who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection to eternal life, especially Elder Ephraim. And grant them rest, O God, where the light of thy countenance shines on them. Again, we entreat thee, remember, O Lord, all the Orthodox Episcopate, rightly dividing the word of thy truth, all the Presbytery, the Diaconate in Christ, every word, the clergy. Again, we offer unto thee this rational worship for the whole world, the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, for those who live in chastity and holiness of life, for all civil authorities. Grant them, O Lord, peaceful governance, that we in their tranquility may lead a calm and peaceful life in all godliness and sanctity. Among the first, be mindful, O Lord, of his beatitude, our Metropolitan Tychon, and of his eminence, our Archbishop Benjamin. Grant them for thy holy churches in peace, safety, honor, health, and length of days, rightly dividing the word of thy truth. Remember, O Lord, the city in which we dwell, every city and country, and those who in faith dwell in them. Remember, O Lord, travelers by land, sea, and air, the sick and the suffering, captives in their salvation. Remember, O Lord, those who bring offerings and do good in thy holy churches, and those who remember the poor, and upon us all send forth thy mercies. Remember, O Lord, Bishops John and Paul, Deacon Mark, Matushka Barbara, Nun Isodia, for Sophia Gabriel, Alwyn Chapel, Elijah Greg, Ariana, Lizzie, Eva, Nina, Erica, Amelia, Veronica, Joanna, Philippa, James, Nadia, Sadi, Lawrence, Ensitar, Saul, B, Nancy, Cindy, Scott, Beth, Dana, Matthew, Macrina, Carrie, Isabella, Dennis, Priest David, Natasha, James, Theodore, Catherine, Lyell, Casey, Anna Marie, John, Moses, Oscar, and Matt, and those who are with child, Miriam, Lucia, Nona, Priscilla, Sarah, Anna, Stacy, Lena, Jessica, Olga, Kalakadon, and Monica, and the newly reposed, Elder Ephraim, Deacon Gregory, Dave, Peggy, and James. And grant that with one mouth and one heart we may glorify and praise our most honorable and majestic name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
And may the mercies of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all.
And with thy spirit.
Amen. Having remembered all the saints again and again.
Unto thee we commend our whole life and our hope, O Master, who lovest mankind, and ask thee and pray thee and supplicate thee, make us worthy to partake of the heavenly and dread mysteries of this sacred and spiritual table with a pure conscience, the remission of our sins, the forgiveness of our transgressions, the communion of the Holy Spirit, the inheritance of the kingdom of heaven, for boldness towards thee and not for judgment or condemnation, O Lord.
Will send down upon us in return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, necessity.
And then if you could do in Slavonic, this little section here. Thank you.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
An angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Pardon and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
All things that are good and profitable for our souls.
Would you like to serve
and peace
today
for the world? Let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance. Let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, and peaceful, and a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ. Let us ask.
Grant this, O Lord.
Having asked for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, O Lord.
And make us worthy, O Master, that for fullness and without condemnation we may dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Hold in us, each is in despair. Thou said, he's a year for
Gospodi mi preclonitia.
Give thanks unto thee, and King invisible, by thy measureless power, dost make all things the greatness of thy mercy, dost bring all things without resistance, and unto thee, thou for
through the grace and compassion of
fearful God, do thou thyself, O Master, make smooth what lies before us.
With whom thou art together,
with the sickly physician of our souls, and tender Lord Jesus Christ, our God, ever and well, place from the throne of the glory of the King, Son, the sanctifier, so thou sittest on high with the Father, and invisibly present with us in mighty, mighty hand, impart unto us the most precious blood and pure body, and through us to all thy people. God, cleanse me, a sinner. God, cleanse me, a sinner. Oh, God, cleanse me, a sinner.
Let us attend.
Holy things are for the holy.
Divide, Master, the whole of this.
Broken and divided is the Lamb of God, who is divided yet not disunited, and he yet never consumed, but sanctifying those that partake thereof.
Amen.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Fullness of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Praise him, ye heavens of faithful, heavens, and ye waters that art above Spirit. The heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not die.
Amen. For the faithful of the Holy
Spirit.
Fire, hail, snow, and cloud, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beast and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl.
Christ is in
the Lord from the heavens.
Even though we have the precious holy body of our Lord God and Savior,
Jesus Christ has made the sacred deacon John for the remission of sins and life everlasting. This holy and precious body of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ has granted the sacred deacon Cuthbert for the remission of sins and life everlasting.
His name alone is exalted, his glory is above the earth and heaven.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him.
Christ is amidst us. Holy and precious body of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ has granted unto me the unworthy priest Kevin for the remission of my sins and the life everlasting. For I believe, O Lord, and I confess that thou art truly the Christ, the Son, the living God, come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief.
Moreover, I believe that this is truly thy most pure body, and that this is truly thine own precious blood. Wherefore, I pray thee, have mercy on me, and forgive me my transgressions, voluntary and involuntary, in word and in deed, in knowledge and in ignorance, and vouchsafe me without condemnation to partake of thy most pure mysteries, unto the remission of sins and life everlasting. Of thy mystical supper, O Son of God, receive me today as a communicant, for I will not reveal the mystery to thine enemies, nor will I give thee a kiss as did Judas. But like the thief do I confess thee, remember me, O Lord, in thy kingdom. May the communion of thy holy mysteries be unto me not for judgment nor condemnation, O Lord, but for the healing of soul and body. Touch my lips, and I shall take away mine iniquities, and cleanse my sins. Amen.
Thy flock and people, and O saint, did save the innocent from all
Christ is amidst us. Touched your lips shall take away your iniquities and cleanse all your sins. Most holy and precious blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, son of the sacred deacon, offer for the remission of sins and life everlasting. Behold, this has touched your lips shall take away your iniquities and cleanse your sins.
Amen. Children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I have proclaimed the good tidings of thy righteousness in the great congregation. We magnify thee, O Father and Hierarch in us,
You gonna be able to serve, Father? Can you do it? Okay. Can I take Father Nicholas? Or should I give you this? Deacon John or Deacon Cuthbert, you can do it. Father Nicholas, okay.
In fear of God and with faith and love, draw nigh.
Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. God is the Lord and hath appeared unto us.
For I believe, O Lord, and I confess that thou art truly the Christ, the Son, the living God, who didst come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Moreover, I believe that this is truly thy most pure body, and that this is truly thine own precious blood. Wherefore, I pray thee, have mercy on me, and forgive me my transgressions, voluntary and involuntary, in word and in deed, in knowledge and in ignorance, and vouchsafe me without condemnation to partake of thy most pure mysteries, unto the remission of sins and life everlasting. Of thy mystical supper, O Son of God, receive me today as a communicant, for I will not reveal the mystery to thine enemies, nor will I give thee a kiss as did Judas. But like the thief do I confess thee. Remember me, O Lord, in thy kingdom. May the communion of thy holy mysteries be unto me not for judgment nor condemnation, O Lord, but for the healing of soul and body.
Servant of God,
Judah, partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ to the healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God, Abraham, partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ to the healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God, Silas, partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. God, Eulalia, partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ to the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen. Amen.
Handmaid of God, Matryoshka Anna, partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ to the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Servant of God, Paul, partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Christ to the remission of his sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Maid of God, is it Elizabeth?
Lucia.
Partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ to the healing of soul and body and life everlasting.
Amen.
Servant of God, Nicholas, partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ to the healing of soul and body and life everlasting.
Amen.
Handmaid of God, Matryoshka, Constance, partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ to the remission of her sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Lift your hands, all ye nations. Shout unto God with a voice of rejoicing.
Servant of God,
most high is terrible.
Patrick, partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ to the healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Good job.
Amen.
Handmaiden of God, Sophia, partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ to the healing of soul and body and life everlasting.
Amen.
Partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ to the remission of her sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Servant of God, Daniel, partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of his sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Servant of God, James, partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, to for the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
May the God, Karina, partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Servant of God, partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, to the remission of his sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
For God is King of all the earth.
May of God on us to see it, partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, to the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
God, Veronica partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, to the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God, James, partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, to the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God, Isaac, partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, to the healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Servant of God, John, partakes of the most
Ephraim
partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
I knew Jack was
there. Right.
Handmaiden of God, Magdalena, partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Can't win them all.
No?
Catherine.
Very few, actually. And maiden of God, Catherine, partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, through the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
So now God Elijah partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, mission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Servant of God Simeon partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the mission of his sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Servant of God Daniel partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, to the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
God, Nicole partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, to the remission of sins and unto life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Handmaid of God,
Alona
partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, to the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now this looks like Giovanni.
Yeah, it is.
Probably a good bet. Mm-hmm. Servant of God Giovanni partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, to the healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Amen. Handmaid of God Susanna partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins and unto life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Servant of God Daniel partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, to the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Joel.
Oh, okay.
Joel.
Thank you.
God hath laid her foundations unto eternity. We have thought, O God, of thy mercy in the midst of thy people.
Servant of God John partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, to the remission of his sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. Servant of God Joel partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, to the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Servant of God Luke partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, to the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen. because of thy judgment, so Lord.
And of God's hair, I partake of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ to the remission of her sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
And amen, amen. Maiden, handmaid of God, Angelina, partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ to the remission of her sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Tell her story in her towers.
Maid of God, Catherine, partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ to the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Sacred reader John partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ to the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Mary partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ to the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Servant of God John partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ to the remission of his sins and unto life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Sacred server Mark partakes, or Innocent partakes of the most precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ to the remission of sins.
My mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding.
Huh. Well, let's see what we can find. Because.
Oh, yeah. Wow. How did that happen? Good call.
I don't know. Okay. I'm glad he said that.
Having beheld the resurrection of Christ, let us worship the Holy Lord Jesus, the only sinless one. We venerate thy cross, O Christ, and we praise and glorify thy holy resurrection. For thou art our God, and we know no other than thee. We call on thy name. Come, all you faithful, let us venerate Christ's holy resurrection. For behold, through the cross, joy has come into all the world. Let us ever bless the Lord, praising his resurrection. For by enduring the cross for us, he has destroyed death by death. Shine, shine, a new Jerusalem. The glory of the Lord is shown in you. Exult now and be glad, O Zion, be radiant with your Theotokos in the resurrection of your Son. The Christ, great and most holy Paschal, wisdom, word, and power of God, grant that we may more perfectly partake of thee in the never-ending day of thy kingdom. Wash away, Lord, the sins of all those who have been remembered here by thy precious blood through the prayers of all thy saints.
Save, O God, thy people, and bless thine inheritance.
Be thou exalted above the heavens, O God, and thy glory above all the earth. Be thou exalted above the heavens, O God, and thy glory above all the earth. Be thou exalted above the heavens, O God, and thy glory above all the earth.
Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.
Amen. Let our mouths be filled with thy praise, O Lord, that we may sing of thy glory. For thou hast made us worthy to partake of thy holy, divine, immortal, and life-creating mystery.
Meditate upon thy
righteousness.
Thank you, Father.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Let us attend, having partaken of the divine, holy, most pure, immortal, heavenly life, creating and awesome mysteries of Christ. Let us worthily give thanks unto the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Asking that the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life unto Christ our God.
For thou art our sanctification, and unto thee do we send up glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages.
Amen.
Peace be unto all.
Let us depart in peace.
Let us depart in peace.
In the name of the Lord.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
All the dispensation of the Father, fill our hearts with joy and gladness, always now and ever, to the ages of ages. Amen.
Amen.
So he's going to take communion to the Lord.
Who's going to take the bread?
This guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The blessings of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, O Christ, God, and our hope, glory be to thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. The Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
May he who arose from the dead, Christ our true God, through the prayers of his most pure mother, of the holy, glorious, and all laudable apostles, of our father among the saints, John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople, and of Saint Patapius, whose memory we keep this day, and of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for he is good and the lover of mankind.
Amen. Beatitude of Most Blessed Deacon, Archbishop of Washington, Metropolitan of all America
and Canada,
His Eminence the Most Reverend Benjamin,
Archbishop of San Francisco and the West,
the President of the United States of America and all those in authority, the clergy and faithful of this holy temple and all of the Christians, O Lord,
of our salvation and the manifestation of the mystery which
is from eternity. What did you do to that poor child out there?
The Son of God becomes the Son of the Virgin
there.
And giving it his grace. So with him let us also cry to the Mother of God. Rejoice, thou who art full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Blessed ascetic of the northern wilds,
and gracious intercessor for the whole world,
teacher of the orthodox faith, and good instructor of piety, adornment of Alaska and joy of all America, Holy Father Herman,
pray to Christ God that he may save our souls,
now and ever,
and unto the ages of ages. Amen.
Queen of the
heavenly host, thy servants offer thee songs of victory and thanksgiving.
For thou, O Mother
of God, hast delivered us from dangers,
but hast thou asked
invincible powers, free us from conflicts of all kinds, that we may cry to thee, rejoice, O unwedded bride.
Welcome, and especially to all of our visitors this morning. We do have some refreshments downstairs directly following the prayers of thanksgiving, so please join us. This week, we do have our liturgy of the week on Friday because of the repose of St. Herman of Alaska. So that will be 8 o'clock matins and 9 o'clock liturgy on Friday for St. Herman. And of course, we have a relic of St. Herman over there in our icon of him. So that'll be wonderful for us. Everything else is normal this week. Any special announcements that we have? Yes, Oscar David. Yes.
People have been asking. I'm happy to announce that we do have a date for a youth group trip to Alaska next summer. It will be the week of July 12th, the folks have been asking.
Okay.
To that end, we've got wonderful t-shirts.
Yes.
That the youth group made.
Hold it up high. There you go.
We'll be selling them today after church. Nice. $18. Great stocking stuffers.
Yes.
Two
for the price of two. Doesn't get much better than that. Thank you. All right. Sophia.
I want to thank everyone for their prayers for my family. I kind of forgot. There's just so much going on. Daria Schoenbach is here for the next few years.
Yes.
She's now been teaching in Albania for the last year and a half. And a week and a half ago, they had their earthquake. It was about, she was about 10 kilometers from the epicenter. And a friend from Kodiak is visiting her. So she's okay.
Okay. Yes, I saw a photo of the Archbishop of Albania standing next to ruins, and so, yeah, there's quite a bit of damage in one particular city. And so you might have noticed in the liturgy we were remembering Elder Ephraim, who did die last night, so you should keep that in mind. In his 80s, I'm not sure exactly how old. Was he 91? Okay. Wow. From Arizona. Paul.
Father Janine, and would you keep them in their prayers? It's been
Catherine.
I would like to thank everyone who was so generous in bringing flowers through the summer and the fall. But just a reminder that we don't have flowers now because we're sort of in our Advent fast. And if you would like to bring a poinsettia, especially, any flower will do. They're all beautiful. The poinsettias usually go on sale on Christmas Day. And bring a poinsettia if you would like. And wait, please. And we'll put them up on Christmas Eve night. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Tatiana. Absolutely.
The second announcement is this Tuesday evening will be the second monthly older adult group meeting at Roy and I's home. So it starts at 6, and it's a potluck. So if you'd like to bring something, that would be great. And if you have any questions, just let either Roy or myself know.
Thank you. Michael. All right. A strapping young man. Thank you. Okay, anyone else? Yes.
My mom in Moscow has a lot of operation. Her name is Marina.
Marina is having an operation. Please pray for her.
I have a request. When people ask for prayers in this church congregation, it doesn't get out on the emails. And sometimes I'm here, sometimes I'm substituting elsewhere, and I miss it. So please, send out an email, because I don't have a piece of paper to copy down names here, and I won't remember by the time I go back into the altar. So please, contact Jazz if you would, and send it out in an email.
Thank you. Okay, Father Nicholas.
I want to give you all a report. Barbara's stable is doing well. You might say she's at death's door, but I prefer to look at it another way. And forgive me, by the only way I really know how to say that is with a little song. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. If heaven's not my home, oh Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. So she's at heaven's door. She would often say, I want to go home. She didn't mean the house where we used to live. And she's at heaven's open door, and pray for her and for us. We thank you for all your love and support.
Okay, you're certainly in our prayers, Father. All right. Your patristic quote for the day: be modest, pure, and chaste in your deeds, words, and thoughts. Do not imitate the perverse. Do not take their example and avoid any closeness to them. Without need, have nothing to do with unbelievers. Unbelief is contagious. Observe modesty and decency always and everywhere. Don't become infected with the shameless customs of our own days.
Glory to thee, our God, glory to thee, our God, glory to thee, our God.
I thank thee, O Lord my God, for thou hast not rejected me a sinner, but hast made me worthy to be a partaker of thy holy things. I thank thee for thou hast permitted me, the unworthy, to commune with thy most pure and heavenly gifts. But, O Master, who lovest mankind, who for our sakes didst die and rise again, and gave us these awesome and life-creating mysteries for the good and sanctification of our souls and bodies, let them be for the healing of soul and body, the repelling of every adversary, the illumining of the eyes of my heart, the peace of my spiritual powers, a faith unashamed, a love unfeigned, the fulfilling of wisdom, the observing of thy commandments, the receiving of thy divine grace, and the attaining of thy kingdom. Preserved by them in thy holiness, may I always remember thy grace and live not for myself alone, but for thee, our Master and Benefactor. May I pass from this life in the hope of eternal life, and so attain to the everlasting rest, where the voice of those who feast is unceasing, and the gladness of those who behold the goodness of thy countenance is unending. For thou art the true desire and ineffable joy of those who love thee, O Christ our God, and all creation sings thy praise forever. Amen. O Master Christ our God, King of the ages, maker of all things, I thank thee for all the good things thou hast given me, especially for the communion with thy most pure and life-creating mysteries. I pray thee, O gracious lover of man, preserve me under thy protection, beneath the shadow of thy wings. Enable me even to my last breath to partake worthily and with a pure conscience of thy holy things, for the remission of sins and unto life eternal. For thou art the bread of life, the fountain of holiness, the giver of all good. To thee we ascribe glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Freely thou hast given me thy body for my food, O thou who art a fire consuming the unworthy. Consume me not, O my Creator, but instead enter into my members, my veins, my heart. Consume the thorns of my transgressions, cleanse my soul and sanctify my reasonings. Make firm my knees and body, illumine my five senses. Nail me to the fear of thee. Always protect, guard, and keep me from soul-destroying words and deeds. Cleanse me, purify me, and adorn me. Give me understanding and illumination. Show me to be a temple of thy one Spirit and not the home of many sins. May every evil thing, every carnal passion, flee from me as from a fire, as I become thy tabernacle through communion. I offer thee as intercessors all the saints, the leaders of the bodiless hosts, thy forerunner, the wise apostles, and thy pure and blameless mother. Accept their prayers in thy love, O my Christ, and make me thy servant, a child of light. For thou art the only sanctification and light of our souls, O good one, and to thee, our Master and God, we ascribe glory day by day. O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, let thy holy body be my eternal life, thy precious blood my remission of sins. Let this Eucharist be my joy, health, and gladness. Make me a sinner worthy to stand on the right hand of thy glory at thine awesome second coming, through the prayers of thy most pure mother and all the saints. O most holy Lady Theotokos, the light of my darkened soul, my hope, my protection, my refuge, my rest, and my joy, I thank you, for you have permitted me, the unworthy, to be a partaker of the most pure body and precious blood of your Son. Give the light of understanding to the eyes of my heart, you that gave birth to the true light. Enliven me, who am deadened by sin, you that gave birth to the fountain of immortality. Have mercy on me, O loving Mother of the merciful God. Grant me compunction and contrition of heart, humility in my thoughts, and a release from the slavery of my own reasonings. And enable me even to my last breath to receive the sanctification of the most pure mysteries for the healing of soul and body. Grant me tears of repentance and confession that I may glorify you all the days of my life. For you are blessed and greatly glorified forever. Amen. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles and to be the glory of thy people Israel. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. O most holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Grace shining forth from your lips like a beacon has enlightened the universe. It has shown to the world the riches of poverty. It has revealed to us the heights of humility. Teaching us by your words, O Father John Chrysostom, intercede before the word Christ our God to save our souls. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You were revealed as a sure foundation of the Church, granting all men a lordship which cannot be taken away, sealing it with your precepts, O venerable and heavenly Father, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Steadfast protectress of Christians, constant advocate before the Creator, do not despise the cry of us sinners, but in your goodness come speedily to help us who call on you in faith. Hasten to hear our petition and to intercede for us, O Theotokos, for you always protect those who honor you. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. More honorable than the cherubim and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim, without corruption you gave birth to God the Word. True Theotokos, we magnify you. In the name of the Lord, Father, bless.
Mercy on us and save us, for he is good and the lover of mankind.